Hey, howdy. In March 2025, President Trump designated English as the official language of the United States, and he kind of keeps on talking about that, and good for him. He said just the other day the language of freedom is English, and all you people, particularly the manufacturers who put Spanish and other languages on your product, you gotta stop, because English is our language, right? We'll see where that goes. Now, we have a pastor here recently that introduced herself firstly during a service, and then she shared her pronouns, of course, and then she informed the congregation that they were gathered on stolen land, right? It's unceded land. This is in the U.S., and it's happening all of the time in the U.S., and particularly in Canada, all the time, okay? If the land was stolen, you know, why are we sitting on it? Right away, I'm uncomfortable, and I said, geez, I'm on somebody else's property, and this should be no trespassing, maybe, kind of, sort of, got to get out of here, but the church owns that valuable piece of property. They should give it back, I think. I mean, if the land was stolen, if you knowingly occupy stolen land, I think you have a moral obligation to return it. So if you go out and say constantly that it's somebody else's, for heaven's sakes, get off it, go somewhere else. I mean, if you know a car in your garage was stolen and you contact the police every day and say, I have a stolen car, but I won't give it back and I'm going to continue to drive it, is that morally fine? Is it legally fine? I don't think so. You have universities, churches, all kinds of government agencies and sporting events that they open up with that kind of wordage, right? We're on stolen land. It's unceded, which means, of course, that somebody else owns it. When will you be giving the land back? I'd like to know that. The answer, of course, is never. Never, ever. What a contradiction. I mean, really? Transfer the deed, return the property. A church should return its property. University should return its campus. And the presidential library could return its grounds, because some of those people are also saying that we're on somebody else's property. Oh boy, you talk about a mixed up kind of stuff. In California, we have an Assembly Bill 660 that went into effect last Wednesday, so it's already law. It prohibits the use of sell-by, you know, like a best before date, on food packets in an effort to reduce food waste. That's kind of deep, but I kind of get it. Billions of dollars of food every year is wasted. If you have a quart of milk, a lot of people, the milk says that it's due today, they pour it down the drain, right, and toss out the container. Whereas in my day, way back when, because I'm so old, you smelled it first and then you drank it, and if it smelled fine, it was fine. But these best before dates certainly do contribute to food waste, but now it's a law. Is that needed? I don't know. You think about that. A Canadian federal minister now has plans to monitor the public social media use, actions that can be taken against people for posting misleading information. That's rich, because the Liberal government in Canada, they have misleading information every time they speak. But now they're saying, you don't speak unless we agree with how you speak. Do you get it? And I have spoken. It's happening. Everything I'm saying, I'm probably on the list. I mean, how dare you talk with an opinion that doesn't match ours? Not nice. In Canada, the feds are spending $5 million on the realization of human rights by homosexual people and the advancement of gender equality, I'll get it, in multiple Caribbean countries. This just adds to the long list of money that they give for gender things in other countries. I mean, I remember not long ago, I think they gave $6 or maybe $8 million to Vietnam to study the homosexual aspects and the gender aspects of rice. I process that. It's just impossible to process. Keep in mind that money that the government of Canada, and other governments in other countries, every dollar that they give to someone, they have to get from someone. How's that work? I mean, you have to take it from someone else to give to someone else. So the taxpayer, it always comes down to that. People amaze me. They think the government has money. The government doesn't have any money. The government only has your money. That's how it works. But people say, oh, the government will give me money. I'm going to go fill out another form and get government money. It's someone else's money. It's not the government's money. It's just not. Bah, bah, bah. Back in the day, when a girl was pregnant, it was called a shotgun wedding if she got married. Recently, I watched on YouTube an old Red Skelton skit. I love Red Skelton. He was great. Anyway, he didn't call it a shotgun wedding. He called it a military wedding. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.